Well, the shutdown continues to have impacts. We learned today that the families of five service members killed over the weekend in Afghanistan will have to wait for their $100,000 benefit. Families are supposed to get this horribly named death gratuity within 36 hours of the death of the loved one to help with funeral costs and living expenses until survivor benefits kick in. But these losses come as 7,000 more Veteran Affairs employees were furloughed today, closing regional VA offices and facilities. So the families will have to wait for the $100,000. They'll also have to wait for help to travel to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to meet the bodies of loved ones or to travel to the hospital if they need to. Jim Bunker is executive director of the National Gulf War Resource Center in Topeka, Kansas. We wanted to find out more about how the shutdown is affecting veterans. But Jim, first, your reaction to this news as to how it's affecting fallen troops.
I think this borders on treason upon the elected officials, my personal opinion. I think this is a travesty and an insult to all men and women who served and died for this country.
Well, what specifically is? Is it the shutdown? Is it the wanting to attach cuts in health care reform to spending? Where's the travesty?
It's the trying to attach the law that was already passed many years ago, which is the Affordable Care Act. I refuse to let the president's name roll off my lips to call it anything other than that.
You're not a fan?
I'm not a fan of politics. I'm not a fan of the way they're taking this and using it to destroy the lives of these veterans, to destroy the lives of these heroes who gave their lives. I was evac'd off a battlefield for this country. Now to use our lives as a toy to get a political gain, to me, borderlines treason to us.
Well, so that I'm hearing you clearly, it sounds as if you're saying you're not a fan of the president. However, you believe that a law that was upheld by the Supreme Court should not be part of passing a bill on spending and hold up benefits to people like you.
That's correct. These heroes died for this country. Now their widows and family members are suffering. I think people on both sides of this aisle, and even the administration, if you're not going to open up this government and pay these people, then get out your ink pens, write your own personal checks, and give these people the money that are due today.
What about the veterans? How is this going to impact? We spoke of a fallen troop, but how does this impact veterans like you? A spokesperson at the Department of Veterans Affairs told us there's lots of uncertainty about how veterans will be affected by the shutdown. Vets received their disability benefits for October, but it's unclear what will happen in November. What might that mean?
Well, they say that by the middle of the month, if this shutdown continues, the veterans will not receive their paychecks for November. That means millions and millions of veterans who live month to month on their disability checks will not have the money to buy their food. They receive only one check a month, so they will not receive that payment to pay their rent, to pay the bills to keep warm this November, to buy their food for that month. They will not receive the money to pay the child support for those who have PTSD, who vast majority of people with PTSD wind up divorced, so they have child support payments to have. They won't be able to pay those bills. The veterans won't be able to buy the gasoline to go back and forth to the VA for treatment that they will need for some of the severe disabilities they have due to the landmines and the IEDs they had while they were in Iraq and Afghanistan. You have those who are in the Volk Rehab Program, the veterans trying to improve themselves, who all of a sudden won't have their school paid for, who won't be able to go on to get better their lives. Veterans don't really want the compensation. They want better lives, better treatments. That's what we want. It's all going to stop.
Well, we're hearing that you should go ahead and file a disability claim. It won't be processed during the shutdown, but you should file it to protect your effective dates, you know, so you have all the dates right. If you have an appeal for a Veterans Administration disability claim, all of the appeals are being halted during the shutdown, so there's going to be a huge delay on that. This is going to be tough on veterans.
It's going to be very tough, and one of the biggest problems is when I read the articles here, it says that all public access to the Veterans Benefit Administration, the regional offices and all that, is gone. So the veteran service organizations, most of them are located within those places. You can't go, say, in Louisville, Kentucky, where your service officer is located inside the regional office. They can't go in there and see those people. And you can't call in and talk to the guy working on your claim at the regional office because those phones aren't being answered.
Well, we should say that hospitals should be running normally or close to
right, normal.
The health care is protected because of a law passed to fund the Veterans Administration a year in advance. So people should not hesitate about getting their health care. But, boy, when it comes to these payments, it could be something else. Jim Bunker heads the National Gulf War Resource Center in Topeka, Kansas. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And we want to take a look at some of the other ways the government shutdown is affecting Americans. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is not able to track flu cases. The Ag Department isn't providing tallies of livestock auctions and crop yields, information that is vital to farmers and buyers.
The shutdown has also halted a program to ship the remains of bald eagles to Native Americans for their sacred rituals. So, for instance, Wendy Pencil, who tends to injured birds in upstate New York, now has a bald eagle in her freezer. She normally sends the remains to a special eagle repository near Denver, and they pass them on to the Indian tribes.
Some are stepping in to fill the void, though. Billionaires Laura and John Arnold have offered a $10 million loan to reopen 7 Head Start programs in 6 states to get those programs through the end of the month. You can share your shutdown stories with us at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.